Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Oh, the best of every day now officially underway. It's a Friday edition, a solo edition of your boy Donnie Wrightside right here on Moneyline Sirius XM Channel 159. And away we go into the afternoon. If you guys are watching here, Sports Grid On Demand, thanks for doing that. My guy Darren's out here already in the chat box. Love to see that. As well as so many other ways to watch, learn, and listen. SportsGridRadio.com, SportsGrid.com. And as I said, Sirius XM Channel 159. And away we go, which includes Sports Grid On Demand. The best way to reach out to us while we're live on the show, it is Sports Grid On Demand. So let's see how it goes. Let me hit a couple retweets out here on the old Twitter machine. And away we go. This is a Major League Baseball day today on a Friday. Excitement, full card, having capped it, which I'm going to cap it with you right now. Then we make the appropriate adjustments. We do love Wednesday afternoons. We do love Thursday afternoons. Because Major League Baseball usually plays in the day, but it's real condensed because my day usually is wake up in the morning, obviously doing some handicapping and getting ready for my show, The Early Line. Then I'm on the air live from 8 to 11 a.m. Then we cross immediately over to the radio show, and I don't get to see the updated lines. And because I'm doing so many other things at this point, it's nice sometimes to have a decompression and say, I don't have to rush and get a pick or two out by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock. We have the night action here for us. Now, I understand yesterday, there were a couple of angles that I really liked. I thought the Milwaukee Brewers probably would have a pretty good day at the plate. They got shut out, didn't bet it. And here's the reason why. I talked a little bit with Joe Ranieri on the early line about this. My favorite batter in that lineup was Christian Yelich, who seemingly got the day off. I said, you know what? I'm going to back out of that game. So we just went with a one-plus hit, run, or RBI market and ended up cashing it. Finally, some things broke our way. Not a lot of offense in the three games I picked out. And Stephen Kwan, who multiple times in that game came up with runners in scoring position and chances to get base hits, wasn't able to do that in regulation, which means the first nine innings, which in the bottom of the ninth, he came up with a bases loaded scenario with two outs, which was the perfect storm, which meant he gets a base hit, you win that bet. He strikes out, which he did. You go to second place, second base in the 10th inning, and you get driven in, which is exactly what happened, and he did that. So that was a good day yesterday. Plus 125 parlay, which wasn't a big number, but it's still nice to hit your only play of the day. Steve Engblong's out here. Darren again's out here. Kristen Hess is out here. And away we go into Major League Baseball. But that's how the day went yesterday. Today, we're expecting much better, at least hoping much better. So I pulled all the information I need from a pitcher's perspective on the guys we want to fade in totality, which means righty and lefty batters. And then we'll get those finalizing plans for us on just the isolation of the markets between the lefties and the righties. Then we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball card and find out where some of these hitters are going to come into, and also some instances where you might be just looking and saying, boy, this pitcher's way better than the other one. This hitter's way better than this guy. And you sort of meld it down, because my perfect day in Major League Baseball is getting a really good look at a couple team totals, getting a really good look at some alternate team totals to put together in a parlay, and getting a really good look in the hits, run, and RBI market. If you can get that even displacement out here, you can have yourself a pretty good day. And you don't want to force it. You know, you don't want to say, numbers just missed the cutoff that you like, but we'll extend it there. That'll end up getting you in trouble. Yesterday, I'll tell you what didn't get in trouble if you did that in the Washington Nationals game. Didn't score a lot early, scored a couple runs late, enough to get their team total. I did like that, but again, I didn't bet that game, so that's the way it is. Also out here, Aaron Schoen, my guy Jordan P, checking into the chat box. Again, you're in the chat box, give you a nice little shout out, share some information, have some fun on YouTube, Sports Grid On Demand, easiest way to go about it. When we go live on the radio, we go live on Sports Grid On Demand, and you can watch, listen to the show, and also comment on the show that way. All right, Major League Baseball today. I got 29 pitchers that I have rated today. Number one on the card, Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Los Angeles Dodgers, a 1 ERA and an xFIP number of 2.21. The top 10 today is Jose Soriano included in that for the Angels. He's at a 3.61 or less xFIP. If we take a look at the top 20 pitchers, now we start to extend on that deadline. So you got 20 pitchers we're probably not going to fade based on a, let's just say, team total perspective. And that would be Merrill Kelly of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who's going to take on the Philadelphia Phillies today. Slightly higher xFIP number, but doesn't meet that 4.50 threshold. So the next guy does, which is 21. So we have 29 to 21 in the marketplace that we're going to fade. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that 8, is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 pitchers today that we're going to fade in this market. And again, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yes, it is 9. Sometimes my eyes play tricks on me at my old age right now. So if we're going to get the all market together and start squaring away some opportunities, that starts with Robbie Ray of the San Francisco Giants. And his xFIP number, 4.54. Number two on the card we're going to fade, Grant Holmes. And that is of the Atlanta Braves, so ATL. And his number today, 4.71. Again, these aren't automatic bets here. These are the ones that we have to see. Hey, put them on the card, analyze back and forth. Christopher says, I usually listen on the app. Nice to be able to interact with my favorite peeps, DRS and KW. See that? Love to see it. Love to see it. It's what we do out here. It's free. It's fun. Introductions. Have some fun as I go live. Because when I'm on solo missions, I need some other things to look at, right? I want to look at the chat box. I want to look at my statistics. I want to look at the camera over here and certainly make some sense. All right, so we got Holmes on the card for Atlanta. Dean Kramer, Baltimore Orioles today. So write down good old Dean. He's been a part of the show many times here. He's got a, first of all, put him down as Baltimore, and that's 4.77. So the higher you get, the better you get. But again, the threshold, 4.50 or higher in that xFIP number. Bayo on the mound today. Doesn't have a lot of innings pitched. Only 11 on the season, but still, under the qualifications of you just need at least 5 innings pitched to sort of get on the tracker here. That's Boston, and he is listed at a 4.87 number here. Boy, my writing is sloppy when you're going through it. Milwaukee Brewers, Quinn Priester on the mound today, and that's for Milwaukee, and he's got a 4.93, 19 innings pitched on the season. Logan Allen, who we've bet against time and time again, it feels like, for Cleveland, he is listed at a 5.01. So that's 6 pitchers so far. 7th pitcher on the card, Jonathan Cannon. It seems like every day, to be honest, a Chicago White Sox pitcher comes up on my card that I certainly want to fade. He's at a 5.07 on the season so far with his xFIP number. Mitchell Parker of the Washington Nationals. So we'll go Washington here. He is listed at a 5.15 through 37 and a third innings pitched. So got some good background on Mitchell Parker today. And one of the worst pitchers on the card, which again, only 8 innings pitched this year, but hasn't pitched all that well last year. That's Valente Belotso. And he is of the Miami Marlins at a 5.55 xFIP number. So again, 9 pitchers on the card, that we have the opportunities to. Now, you can bend the rules sometimes in certain instances, but those will be the pitchers that you look at. Equal opportunity, as I like to say. Exip is really high. Maybe the consternation, or the contemplation, I should say consternation. Contemplation is, let's see how they focus on the lefty and right-handed batters to make that more educated decision out here. AOD's out here, and the Pistons destroyed him and hurt his soul at night. I've seen out here. Also says, Donnie, we love you. Love to see that. There's CJ popping up in the chat box. Love Fading Below so as well. Who's probably going to be on the card one way or another. So, we only have about a minute or so left in the segment. We're going to hit next, after the break, the left-handed pitchers on the card, which when we start to focus on which side we want, the 4.5s turn into 5s on each side. And it looks like we have 4 pitchers on the card today that have 5 or better xFIP numbers against lefties. Let's find out who those left-handed pitchers are, and we'll get to the right-handed bats and try to fade them as well. Good stuff today. It's a Friday. We will be in play, and we will be profitable. Score DRS. Be right back after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You heard the man. Take the luck out of everything. Let's use analytics and statistics to benefit our advantages here on some of our matchups. And I talked about, we had 4 pitchers that we are going to fade from the left-hand side today in Major League Baseball on deck. And they would be at least a 5 or higher xFIP number. Now, hear me out on this. You're going to like this. 2 of the pitchers here against lefties have 1.54 and 1.93 ERAs, but xFIPs of over 5 apiece. Sometimes you just have to trust in the numbers that they come back. So Mitchell Parker of the Nationals, let me go Washington here with my terrible handwriting, which sometimes I write and like, okay, let me go back over my card. Now, who's this guy? Like, that's how bad my handwriting is at times. He's got a 5.33 xFIP number. But at the same time, I just told you, 1.54 ERA, that's pretty impressive. Number 2, another guy that you really stay clear of for the most part, that's Max Fried, who again is a left-handed pitcher. He's got a 1.93 ERA to lefties, but a 5.38 xFIP number. So write him down for the New York Yankees. And then number 3 on that card is Brian Bello, who again doesn't have a lot of innings pitched this season. And Bello for the Boston Red Sox, he comes in at a 5.58 number. Number 4 on the card, that's Quinn Priester. Who again, some of these names are going to pop up 3 ways, which is then you start to look for it, at least an alt team total to bet against. Priester of Milwaukee, he is at a 5.81 XFIP number. So when we look at some of those numbers, right? Parker, who struggles overall at 5.15, also struggles with left-handed batters. That's something that we can certainly correlate. You take a look at Bayo, who came in at a 4.87 XFIP number totality, and the lefties has a 5.58. And then Priester, who comes in at the 4.93 XFIP number overall between lefties and righties, he factors into a 5.81. Just make an adjustment there in that number. All right, so we'll go right-handed aspects going up against pitchers today. Let's bring up my handy-dandy numbers. And it looks like we have a couple guys just missing the cutoff. But there are three pitchers against right-handed batters that have high XFIP numbers. And it looks like we're going to have at least one trifecta here, people. Because third on that list right now is Mitchell Parker, once again of the Nats. And he's coming into right-handed batters at a 5.07. Let me just double-check something really quick here. So we'll go Nationals. See if the pitching matchups in their game today. That's a 6-10 start. And again, the odd part about it is Mitchell Parker is a lefty and still struggled with lefty batters also. That's something to certainly keep an eye on. But you do need matchups that make some sense. So let's just keep going down this path. Mitchell Parker struggling. How about Grant Holmes of the Atlanta Braves? Home tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers to right-handed batters. He's got a 5.09 XFIP number. So we got 5.07. For Parker, 5.09 on Holmes. And to right-handed batters again, Jonathan Cannon for the Chicago White Sox, CWS in my initials. And that would be a 6.11 XFIP number. Okay. So just looking at the pitchers again, taking into an effect where we're trying to handicap hits, runs, and RBI, maybe some RBI action. If you guys just like base hits, you know the drill. So if we're looking for the triple threat, we do have Parker, was listed overall at a 5.15 XFIP. We also have Parker, who's listed at a 5.33 XFIP against left-handed batters. And then Parker, again, has a 5.07 XFIP to right-handed batters. So we got a nice triple threat there. Now, the adjustments to be made is that's probably one of those spots that we're going to look at right away, which we will right now. So let's go out and take a look at the Nationals game today. Sometimes it's hard to find it when everything is on the board. As I said, one of the earlier games, actually the earliest game of the day. No afternoon action, but a 6:10 start tonight. And if we're handicapping this game, let me just get this. We'll go 6 o'clock. Parker versus Green, 901, 902 on the rotation, 6:10 Eastern. Parker, the left-handed pitcher, going up against Green, the righty. Favorite in this game, opened up for Cincinnati, no surprise, minus 164. That line is now as high as 185 at DraftKings. That plus money split, plus 150, plus 155, you can find those out there. And the total opened up at 8.5, now still sits at 8.5. My guy, X-Man, checks in here. Everything's good, brother. Everything is good on a Friday here. All right. So now if we have the lineup set, which again, we don't have it officially, but I just want to bring up the anticipated lineup, which would be the fade of Mitchell Parker. If we look at the statistics on the season, and here's what's always interesting. Parker has a low ERA. Like his ERA is 2.65. Donnie, why would you want to fade that? We don't care about ERA. ERA is just to say, how many runs have scored? But the underlying metrics of the pitcher is exactly what we go after. If you are not striking out batters, if you are walking too many batters, that means traffic on the bases, high leverage situations, which typically is going to get the best of you. Hard contact out there for Mitchell Parker is there. Let me just see if it was fly ball percentage here. Yeah, decent fly ball percentage, but the right-handed batters is a little bit elevated, down a little bit to left-handed batters. I get it. Ground ball percentage is good. But the hard contact out here, the whiff percentage isn't very good. And the ball batting average of balls in play, which is getting lucky at, by the way, it's down to a 217, which is pretty impressive if you don't strike guys out, and he doesn't. So if we're lining up and saying, okay, Mitchell Parker bad overall, Mitchell Parker bad against lefties, Mitchell Parker bad against righties, everybody would seem to be in the lineup to that. You say, you know what? I think we can eat off of this. So batters for this game, and it might be one of those where if I can find a partner, we take an alt team total line, or maybe it's just a regular team total. We'll find out what's good in the day on that. Matt McClain, only 19 at-bats this season against left-handed pitching, a 353 ISO and a 341 made it on base percentage. He's going to be listed as a possibility today. So McClain of the Reds, we'll go Cincinnati. If we go down a little bit farther, Ellie De La Cruz is always a lightning rod. Slightly below average on the ISO power number, weighted on base percentage is average. That's something you might look at. Santiago Espinal, actually has some pretty decent numbers at a 430 weighted on base percentage and a low K rate. So if I say that possibly the two best batters in that lineup would be McClain and Espinal, so we'll write them down. And again, I'm going to star Elly De La Cruz. Sometimes you can't just, you know, he's right in the middle of that lineup. Even those numbers are average going against a pitcher that he might be able to get some thunder off of. He's going to get a star. So three Reds opportunities in that game. Once again, McClain, Espinal, and Elly De La Cruz. We're going to continue to cap people. We're going to find the best spots out here and the best opportunities to make money on a Friday. What we do, Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. And I'll be back right after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
About that business here on a Friday, talking Major League Baseball across the board. Some good fade opportunities. We talked about some Cincinnati batters here. Let's continue down that path, because if we're taking a look at the pitchers that I do want to focus on, you know, around those fives, right? There's a lot of guys. We just went over Parker, who's the triple threat today. We just might be one of those principal plays where you have to include him in at least an alt team total parlay to fade against. We'll get back to those in just a moment. But if we're looking down from the perspective of Vicente Bolozzo of Miami, that's a guy that always has been on my radar here. But let me just take a look at where we're playing today in Miami, or for Miami, I should say. Scrolling down. Okay, let me just get these games in order of time. Makes it a little bit easier. In Miami, 7 o'clock start, I believe it is, in that time frame. 7:10 start. Hogland, who has no statistics in Major League Baseball. Bolozzo does have statistics here. A high total of 9.5 in a non-hitter's ballpark. That tells you just about everything that you need to know. Now, let me take a look at my guy, Hogland. So I'm going to go to Fangraphs right now and just type in his name, since he doesn't have any major league statistics this year or last year. Gunnar Hogland, born in 1999. Let's see what he's done. He's been in Major League Baseball, or should I say professional baseball, since 2022, making his Major League Baseball debut, so he hasn't been up yet. If we look at his minor league statistics in 2024, let's see, in double A, he had a 2.84 ERA, which is the 3.95 xBIP, which isn't bad. Then he leveled up to triple A and had 5 starts and 26 innings pitched, got lumped up to the tune of an xFIP of 5.86 and an ERA of 5.88. Now, last year in MIBL, which again, I guess, is that a combination? A combination of the minor leagues with a 4.33 xFIP number. And then this year in triple A, 29 and two-thirds innings pitched. He hasn't been bad, a 2.43 ERA and an xFIP of 3.99. So maybe not really looking towards a Miami perspective, but again, we're looking towards the Athletics with Belotso here. Now, if we look at our guy Belotso, and instead of just looking at this year's statistics and go back to last year's as well, you see, how do you spell this guy? Vicente Belotso, B-E-L-L-O-Z-O. There we go. There we go. Valente. So last year, if we take a look, he's been in Major League Baseball, again, professional baseball, if I correct myself, since 2018, whether it's rookie ball, A-level ball, never really got above that until 2023. So you talk about not making it to double A for 5 years. That's pretty impressive. But he did have some decent statistics. Once he got to double A back in 2023, a 5.19 xFIP, but a low ERA. But let's focus more closely on what we got out of 2024. In Major League Baseball, or should I say Minor League Baseball, 66 innings, 4.64 ERA, and a 420 xFIP number. 2024 in Major League Baseball, 68 and two-thirds innings pitched, 3.67 ERA, which is not bad, but a high xFIP of 5.47. Fast forward to this year, 19 and a third innings pitched in AAA, a 140 ERA and a 4.59 xFIP number. And then in 2025 in Major League Baseball, only 8 innings pitched, a 2.25 ERA, but a high xFIP number of 5.55. So if we're looking at that game tonight, and the estimated lineups that we have, 7-10 start, Lawrence Butler on the card today, Tyler Soderstrom, Brent Rooker, maybe even Luis Urias in that 7-hole with 49 at-bats. Now, it's also one where you don't want to force your opinion out here. Welcome to the show, Francisco. Banging it out, having some fun, getting some insight. Do you want to extend it? Because typically we like to see like 20, 25 innings, 30 innings. He's only got 8, but he is a fade guy. And the Oakland Athletics roster is very good. It's not a true hitter's ballpark like you're finding right now in Sacramento. You're in South Beach. So that does change things. 78-degree temperatures, 11-mile-an-hour wind, but are the windows going to be open? Is the dome going to be closed? It's very hard to understand that until we get closer to game time. But as we pointed out last year, Belotso had very high numbers, ISO and weighted on base percentage to right-handed batters. This year, he's got good numbers against left or righties and not so good numbers against lefties. But again, the xFIP number is the mind-all tell-all here. So I'm right now, since the numbers are low, going to hold off on our guy Belotso, to be honest. Just to hold off for a moment here, we might be able to circle back. But I want to make sure that we're making educated decisions with a lot more innings and a lot more better situations. We'll find it. Trust me on that. So in the next segment, we're going to slide it down and take a look at Cannon from the Chicago White Sox, Allen of the Cleveland Guardians, and Priester of Milwaukee to see if we can find some action. Because Priester, left-handed batter, is getting the best of them here. We also take a look at Cannon, right-handed batters, cracking him. So let's go find down that little rabbit's path to see if we can find some winners today. About halfway through the show, halfway to go, we'll find them, we'll recap, we'll handicap, we'll make some money. It's a Friday with your boy DRS on a solo mission. I'll be right back after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cannonball! The reason we say Cannonball is Jonathan Cannon is on the line today or on the bump for the Chicago White Sox taking on the Houston Astros. Ian Mack in the chat box. Love the show, DRS. 11 a.m. is the best time of the day. Absolutely it is. Especially on a Friday, man. Can't wait to go out and get some lunch after this. You know, wait for some of those starting lineups to come out in Major League Baseball. Pop away as we go. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time of the day. Absolutely is correct. Let's take a look at Jonathan Cannon because on our card again, overall between lefty and righty batters, it's got a 5.07 xFIP number, which is elevated. To lefties, not all that bad. Not great, but not all that bad. But to right-handed batters, a 6.11 xFIP number. That's the danger zone. Houston is playing in Chicago today, which, again, it's not great temperatures. 50 degrees, wind blowing in, not the greatest situation. And that's why you see that total. 7.5 runs to 8, depending on where you're shopping. But a monster favorite for Framber Valdez and the Houston Astros. But let's look at the anticipated lineup tonight for the Astros. It's not great. There's a lot of guys you cut out immediately right away. But if we're looking honestly and saying Jonathan Cannon does struggle specifically to right-handed batters because he doesn't strike a lot of them out and he gets way too many on his walk rate and a low, let me see what some other percentages here that he has. Hard hit rate high, whiff rate low, barrel rate danger zone. See what I mean on that? So there's ways we can get around it. Fly ball rate close to 40%, not great. So if we're focused on the right-handed batters, let's go ahead with it. Number one on that card, Jeremy Pena. Estimated to lead off now that Jose Altuve doesn't do that. But he's a right-handed batter, 351, weighted on base percentage. ISO of 181 through 105 batters that he has. So we're going to write down Pena for the Astros. He's one guy that we're going to look at. Again, right-handed batters are the focus. Isak Paredes, not a great season so far, but against right-handed pitching, a 173 ISO, slightly elevated, and a weighted on base percentage of 378. In front of him will be Altuve and Alvarez. Not great numbers from those. You also sometimes, like, hey, why don't you play Altuve? You know he's going to get good swings of the bat and be on base. I'm trying to trust the statistics here. So Paredes, Houston. So, all right, two batters from the right-hand side, I think, make some sense there. Walker's got some slightly elevated ISO numbers, but not necessarily a great weighted on base percentage. You're looking more for that. Give me a lower K rate, which Paredes has. Give me a lower K rate, which Pena has. Give me a higher ISO power number, which Pena and Paredes have. And give me a decent weighted on base percentage, which they both have. So those two certainly would be looking as opportunities here. Now also, as I told you, Jonathan Cannon's got bad statistics, but they are playing in a colder environment. Do you put them on the, I think they can just get out there and get a low alt team total? I don't know. So we're going to have to make some of those decisions a little bit later. So the fades of Cannon, who else are we going to go after next? Like Max Fried does have high numbers to lefties. And let me just go over this with you. Tampa Bay is going to take on New York. This game is in New York. 76 degrees, wind blowing out the right field. Fantastic conditions here. But here's where I wanted to go over this with you guys, right? Because you see and say, well, Donnie, if Max Fried is such a good pitcher this year, and he has been, very good numbers. And if we look at the overall card today, where does Max Fried come in at a 29? Max is 15th, a 1.19 ERA, but a higher xFIP of 3.77. Now, he's very good against right-handed batters to the tune of a 3.25 xFIP number. Right-handed batters, he struggles, which, again, doesn't mean he gives up runs, but the opportunity for runs are there. So, well, Donnie, let's focus here and see why you can't find some action on the Tampa Bay Rays. Well, granted, you look at the lineup today going up against Fried, you're trying to stack right-handed batters, which is what he does better against. If you look at the lefties in the lineup, Chandler Simpson leads off or expected to lead off, has terrible numbers against lefties to start the season through only 11 at-bats. Same thing with Brandon Lau. Brandon Lau's got a zero ISO as a left-handed batter to left-handed pitchers this year. That's not somewhere we want to go. It's like, hey, man, he's just fade Max Fried. I don't know. Maybe they can get 3 to 4 runs off him, but I'm not betting against it. But I just wanted to bring it up as a good pitcher struggling with one side of the plate where one side of the plate isn't even getting opportunities to actually bat against him. So you take them out. Brian Bello, again, limited innings here. Let's focus on Priester. Let's focus on him. So overall on the card, 4.93 xFIP, but he does really struggle to the tune of 5.81 to left-handed batters. Now, he's pitching today for Milwaukee. If we line up this Milwaukee game, let me get some of the statistics here for us. So MIL, they're in the dome today, so won't worry about weather conditions. Going up against Brown, that 8.5 total, which some outlets, including DraftKings, showing a 9. The side itself, roughly a pick'em. So not a lot of interesting numbers on that side itself. Let me just go ahead here and handicap this one. If we look at Quinn Priester on the mound, as we said, the angle for us is left-handed batters. You look at his K percentage of lefties, it's only 12%. Bad. You look at his ball percentage out there, or excuse me, walk percentage, 17% of lefties, really bad. Weighted on base percentage, slightly elevated at 342. So lefties are where we want to go here. And this is finally where we might be able to sit back and say to ourselves, I think we might have some action today. So the Cubs, they bring the heat with left-handed batters. Kyle Tucker, writing his name down, absolutely. CHC, Tucker. Number two, another left-handed batter, Michael Busch for Chicago. He's coming in at a 284 ISO and a 417 weighted on base percentage. He will be written down today. Lefties out there, Ian Happ's a switch hitter, but doesn't have great numbers against righties. So you sort of leave him off, but also you understand, like, man, if he could just get on base, Tucker, Suzuki, Busch, Kelly can certainly drive him in. Another guy that I like a lot too, as well as my guy PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong. He's got some really good numbers against right-handed pitching. So there's three guys in that Cubs game that we can angle. And also, if we're just taking a look at, and let me just check here, Priester against right-handed pitching, or right-handed batting, excuse me. Not great, 420 xFIP number. So they might be a candidate as well, the Chicago Cubs, for an alt team total. Like, you need to be blown away when you get a team total. Like, ooh, everything matches up well. Now, the Cubs, as I said, you want to see as many left-handed batters in that lineup as you can possibly have. Happ, Tucker, Bush, that's three, and Armstrong is four. For like a true team total for me, to go up against what I think makes the most sense, you like to get five or six plus bats. So they're just short of that, but they do theoretically have five high weighted on base percentage guys and five high ISO power number guys, which should be good enough there for at least an alt team total. So good. The Cubs are certainly a centerpiece here, and we'll be able to fade Priester at this point as well. Let's get to some of the other interesting ones here, which would be Holmes for Atlanta. 4.71 as his xFIP number overall. But if we focus in on just the right-handed bats, he's at a 5.09. So let's go ahead and usually you don't have to twist your arm too much where you say, hey, Donnie, who's Atlanta playing tonight? Well, that's going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. 76-degree temperatures. No real precipitation in the forecast. Light wind's not going to affect it anyway. Let's take a look at Holmes on the season. 117 batters that he's faced. His K rate is low to right-handed batters, right around 21%. You want that pitcher to be around 25% or so. Walk rate, 14% to righties, 14% to lefties. Now, we'll get to his left-handed numbers, which aren't bad, in just a few moments. But again, the focus is on right-handed batters with good numbers. Of course, you look right in that lineup, and we write down Mookie Betts. Like, Mookie Betts is a great name. You always want to take him. But at the same time, the numbers have to support it. 165 ISO, right around where you want it to be. Elevated weighted on base percentage slightly at 4.341. Low K rate, high walk rate. Get the guy on base, get him to do some damage. So Mookie Betts comes up first here. Second on the card, because we're focused just on right-handed batters right now, Teoscar Hernandez. One of my favorite batters in that lineup. Hits right in the middle with crazy good batters in front of him. 225 ISO, 3.28 weighted on base percentage through 84 at bats against right-handed pitching. He goes down in the book as well for an opportunity to play. Now you get down, Will Smith has a decent weighted on base percentage, low ISO power number, sort of stray away from that. You know who else is killing it in that lineup, guys? It's my guy, Andy Pages. Yes, I know his name's Pages, but Pages looks good. 67 at bats as a right-handed batter, a 246 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 404. That's impressive. Now, again, we're focused on the right-handed batters because lefty side, let me just see what my guy Grant Holmes is doing here. Is it bad? Is it good? Is he just missing cutoffs? Grant Holmes, not bad. A 176 ERA, but he's got a 4.39 xFIP number. This is another one where it's like, boy, do you take the all-team totals? We got a lot of stuff that we have to get through today. But the Dodgers bats, at least from the right side, they should be bringing it. Opportunity is knocking, people. Will we answer the door and cash in tickets? Yeah, we will. It's your boy DRS, solo mission, Friday. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam. foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Based on handicaps, guys, it looks like the opportunity to have 11 batters against the pure statistical analysis, which is nice because we can build that into some nice cards tonight. I'm happy about that. But also, sometimes you just want to go over these card, with a fine-tooth comb and say, all right, are there opportunities out here, not just based on strict fades, that we believe we might be able to catch a little lightning in a bottle and do some damage? And I think there are. So let's go over real quick as a nice little refresher here. Game number one on the card tonight, Washington and Cincinnati. Mitchell Parker's on the mound. We already talked about his struggles and being a triple threat tonight, which means lefty batters, righty batters, and combined lefties and righties he's been having trouble with. We gave some thoughts there on Cincinnati. We'll have to see what that final lineup is. But the batters in that equation for me are McClain, Espinal, and Ellie De La Cruz as a possibility today for us. We look on the other side and say, okay, Hunter Green's on the mound. We're not fading anything, even though I love C.J. Abrams, James Wood, and Nathaniel Lau, or Low. I do like those guys. They have high numbers, but not enough to be enforceable to take a play. Dylan Cease is on the mound for the Padres today. And Dylan Cease, where's he overall, by the way? Let's just see. Dylan Cease is 13th on the card today, 3.72 xFIP number. Not really looking to fade. But guys that have pretty good numbers against right-handed, see, where I'm going to leave it off the card, but I'm going to tell you some circumstances that would catch people's attention. Cease this season, 135 batters. I just told you, he doesn't have bad stats. His ERA is really elevated, 5.76. Don't care. It's getting a little bit unlucky. 3.72 is the true number for him. The one thing we like about Dylan Cease, he is a strikeout guy on the season. 27% of the batters he faces strikeout, elevated even more for lefties at close to 30%. But if lefties do make contact, they do damage. ISO against 203. Weighted on base percentage, 343. Heck, even the right-handed batters have an elevated weighted on base percentage of 366. You look in the lineup today, O'Neill Cruz is off the charts with numbers against right-handed pitching this year. Andrew McCutchen has solid numbers. Emmanuel Valdez, fantastic numbers. So if you were just looking to say, based on situation and he needed to throw in a play, like O'Neill Cruz, Andrew McCutchen, and Emmanuel Valdez would probably be good. And more leaning on those left-handed batters, per se, right? Because if we take a look at Dylan Cease, what's his xFIP, though, to lefties? Is he shutting it down? Is he giving it up? What's he got here? Dylan Cease is right at 408, so he's right about average. So when you look at those opportunities where if you're taking analysis of xFIP out of it, those guys probably would be in my lineup. But again, we're trying to be smart. We're trying to be shrewd. There's a lot of plays each and every day. You want to make the best possible decisions. But that's why I like to go over the card with a fine-tooth comb and say, where were some of these guys active here? Mitch Keller's on the mound today. Not a great pitcher overall. Do I have him listed at all? He's not on the fade list here on either side. Fernando Tatis ripping the cover off the baseball. Obviously, number two overall in the odds market at the FanDuel Sportsbook to win MVP. He's having a great season. Everybody else in that lineup leaves a lot to be desired. So not much there. Arizona and Philadelphia. Merrill Kelly, not a great pitcher. Good lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies. Stott's got great numbers. Harper's got great numbers. Schwarber does. JT Realmuto and Max Kepler against right-handed pitching. But for Merrill Kelly, he's not really on that fade list for us. And overall for Merrill Kelly today, at 4.47, which again, he's average. He really is. 4.47 overall. Let's see the lefties for our guy Merrill Kelly. That's a little bit down the charts, 482. Merrill Kelly also to righties is about a 3.95. So if you did want to focus on left-handed batters for the Philadelphia Phillies, there might be opportunities. But again, we're bending the rules just a little bit here. Stott, lefty, looks good. Harper, lefty, looks good. Schwarber, lefty, looks good. And Max Kepler. So that's something just to keep an eye on. Also, here's what you like too, guys. Because in order to sometimes bend those rules in your favor, if you take a left-handed batter, where do most of their home runs go? To right field. Pull the ball down the line, hit a home run. In Philadelphia today, guys, 6:45 start, 82 degrees, almost a double-digit wind blowing out to right field. That's some things that can sway your opinion. And also keep in mind, low strikeouts in the lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies against right-handed pitching. Something to keep an eye on, some food for thought. That's why we're going over this with a fine-tooth comb. Jesus Luzardo, he's got great numbers on the season. I love that lineup for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but it still has to make some sense as opposed to just a love. We're going to lay off Luzardo because on the card today, he's number four at an xFIP of 3.04 and an ERA of 1.73. None of that will be there. Let's head to the Bronx in New York. 76 degrees, wind blowing out to left field. You love to see that. Pepio's been a decent pitcher this year. Where does he come in overall? Where's my guy Peps at? Peps is 12th out of 29 today at a 3.71 xFIP number. Now, if you say to yourself, okay, the statistics on the year against Pepio, he's got good strikeout numbers, doesn't walk out a lot of guys, that usually helps. He's gotten peppered against lefty and righty batters. A 288 ISO to lefties, a 257 to righties, high weighted on base percentages. If you combine 147 at-bats against him, that ISO 271 and a weighted on base percentage is 370. That's astronomical. A lot of players in that lineup today for the Yankees have high ISO power numbers. So we're looking at the same boy. Aaron Judge always gets on. Ben Rice has been phenomenal so far. And what has Ben, let me just see what he has, Ryan Pepio, as we switch back and forth. How does he do against right-handed batters? 14th on the card, 3.83, not terrible, not great. And to left-handed batters, I would like to see Pepio a little bit farther down this list, but he's not. He's 8th on the card at 3.58. So he's having a good season against a lineup that can hit with warmer temperatures and wind blowing out. Sometimes I can see where you want to try to extrapolate and say, let me take that. It's enticing. If you're just looking at non-analytical numbers, that Yankees lineup makes a ton of sense. But again, playing the analytics game, we're going to see what makes some sense. Not fading Max Fried there either. Baltimore Orioles, Kansas City Royals. Michael Wacha's on the mound. Lineup looks fantastic for Baltimore against right-handed pitching. Mullins is high. Al Henderson is high. Rutschman, O'Hearn, and Laureano. But if we're facing Michael Wacha today, as I look down the list, I don't have him on my extreme fade list. So if we start to sort of back check and say, how's he doing against right-handed pitching for Michael Wacha? Or right-handed hitting, excuse me? He is 4.12 as an xFIP number, which again, isn't bad numbers. To left-handed pitching for Wacha, he's at a 4.60. So he's average. So do those bats sort of take control? 79 degrees in Baltimore, wind blowing out the center field. High ISO weighted on base percentages. We got some numbers here today. We really do. Because there's some good lineups and some good hitting environments, which include wins blowing out and runs scored. But the extreme fade list, he doesn't make it here. Flip it over to Kansas City going up against Dean Kramer. If you just look at Kramer's numbers through 140 batters, you should be able to crack him. But he also comes up as a 4.77 as an xFIP number, but not the extreme fade list on lefty and righties. Let me do a little bit more work on Dean Kramer here. By the way, that lineup stinks for the Kansas City Royals, man. That's like Bobby Witt and Drew Waters today. Ain't much to live for here. So I don't know if that one's going to make some sense, but see this? Let's find some more additives next. More players, more props, more money. It's your boy DRS.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Running a business is hard enough. So why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Been a fun day so far of handicapping here, just going over some of these games to try to find some angles that we can sort of sink our teeth into. Going over Dean Kramer, just a shame that he's going up against a lineup that isn't all that great. Michael Wacha on the opposite side, he might be in for some damage going up against that Baltimore lineup. Cleveland and Toronto, Logan Allen, who I did have on the fade card today at 5.01 xFIP number, the danger zone, does struggle with left-handed batters this season. But let me say, Logan Allen to righties, struggling with a 4.92, he just misses out on that. And by the way, we might have something here. So if we look at Logan Allen, let me go to left-handed batters for Logan Allen too. Logan, where are you? Okay. I don't seem to find him here to lefties. Come on. You know he's out here. Logan, where are you? I don't have him listed here. So we got Logan Allen to righties and Logan Allen to lefties. What am I missing here? He's dropping off to Page? He's not sensational. How many... Let's just go, hold on. Logan Allen has what? 25 and two-thirds innings pitched here and a 5.01 xFIP number. Why can't I find him up against left-handed batters today, though? Chris Bassett, Green, Pepio, Brown, Senzatella, Holmes. Wow. He's not on the card to lefties. I don't know. Maybe that's just a oversight here by the website I'm using at this point. But to right-handed batters, Logan Allen has a 4.92 xFIP number. So to right-handed batters in that lineup today, you know who's cracking from the right-hand side? That's Vladdy. You know who's cracking? That's George Springer. I'm going to have some options in that game at 7:07 tonight. All right. Feeling better and better about this. Chris Bassett, we'll leave him alone at this point. Talked about Gunnar Hoglund making his Major League Baseball debut tonight for the Athletics against the Marlins. Going up against Belotto, who doesn't have great numbers. Doesn't have a lot of innings. And maybe it's just like, hey, you go Lawrence Butler. Hey, you go Soderstrom. Hey, you go Rooker. See where we're going with that, or just maybe an alt team total could be coming from that game, but there will be opportunities. Minnesota and Boston, that's Joe Ryan on the mound, not looking to fade him. And Bayo, who doesn't have a lot of innings pitched, who was okay last year, struggled a bit with lefties. That's a lineup that should be able to hit him, but I'm not comfortable in that fade status in that game for me. Dodgers and the Braves. Yamamoto, ain't fading him, I'll tell you that, even though I like that lineup tonight for the Atlanta Braves. Grant Holmes, opportunities to smash him, as we already went over. And a couple batters that we're looking at, Mookie Betts, Teoscar Hernandez, and Andy Páez. They make some sense there. Houston and Chicago. Framber Valdez on the mound. We're not fading him against that terrible lineup with the Chicago White Sox. But offensively, as a fade for Jonathan Cannon, he's a guy that's got a 5.07 xFIP to everybody. And then to right-handed batters has been brutal. Righties, Isak Paredes, and Jeremy Peña in that game for us. Seattle and Texas, Brian Wu on the mound tonight. Doesn't have great statistics or overwhelming statistics this year with a 3.76 xFIP, but still good enough to stay away from Texas. Jack Leiter on the mound, brutal last year, much better this year, but limited innings, only 13 and a third, and an ERA of 2.03. The lineup looks really good for the Mariners, but it is early to trust. Does Leiter actually have it together, or does he regress back to what we saw last year where he can absolutely get knocked out? I'm talking about knockout. X-Man's out here talking about knockouts from the boxing markets tonight here in the chat box on Sports Grid On Demand with a lot of everybody else listening and watching along as well. Milwaukee Brewers tonight versus the Chicago Cubs. You know me. I'm feeling those Cubbies tonight. I am. That's an 8-10 start in Milwaukee. Oh, it's cold in Milwaukee. Doesn't matter. It's a dome, people. Tucker, Suzuki, Bush, Kelly, monster ISO weighted on base percentages here, which I seem to think I'm going to focus more on Tucker, Bush, and my guy Pete Crow Armstrong in that game, but we will be in play some way or some other there. Clay Holmes, good pitcher for the Mets, out on that game, not fading him. Sonny Gray, good pitcher there for the St. Louis Cardinals, nothing much to look at. Detroit and Los Angeles, Tarik Skubal's on the mound. You know we're not fading that guy and just going with some hitter props there. That's ridiculous. Jose Soriano on the other side. He's got a 3.61 xFIP number, which is good overall. Jose Soriano, if we go to left-handed batters, does he drop down a little bit here? He does, 4.60. And then to right-handed batters for Soriano, he's actually number two. Ooh, stay away from that. Only left-handed batters need apply in that game. And if it was lefties, my guy Kerry Carpenter, love that guy, and Riley Green, the usual suspects, as we like to say. For the Angels, again, nobody's fading against Tarek Skubal. Last game tonight, Colorado and San Francisco. Is that Senzatello on the mound? That is my guy. 4.44. How about what's he doing the lefties? Where's the little Senza doing the lefties? Decent. Where's he doing the righties? A little tough there, 4.68. His ERA is monstrous, but maybe it shouldn't be that high. But I got to tell you, Giants lineup tonight, Yastrzemski out of the leadoff spot, Jung-Hoo Lee in that third spot. We got options, people. We handicapped. We did it right for an entire hour. I got angles to play, and we will be playing them. Give me a follow at RightSideVP on Twitter, and we will be back on Monday for another edition of Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.